Kuala Lumpur has engaged in preliminary talks with Beijing regarding potential rare earths processing plants. This would involve Chinese technical and technological assistance programs with the goal of developing Malaysia's local industry. Moreover, due to China's near monopoly of processing technology and Industry 5.0 infrastructures, the majority of Southeast Asian countries backed with mining capabilities are, by default, integrated to the China-led global supply chain of REEs. On the other hand, Southeast Asian nations are also pursuing partnerships with Western trade partners, such as the US, EU, and Japan, to develop alternative non-Chinese supply chains. Recently, Malaysia hosted Australia's large-scale rare earth separation plant outside China. It is also negotiating with the US on mineral cooperation agreements to secure independent supply chains. Vietnam has attracted Western-backed rare earth projects as it seeks to develop its own processing capabilities. Thailand signed a memorandum of understanding with the US for cooperation on critical minerals to diversify its supply sources. Hanoi and Kuala Lumpur aim to move beyond just extraction upstream into processing midstream and manufacturing magnets downstream to capture more value. Given ASEAN's global niche on raw materials for REEs, there are discussions within the association to explore a collective, regional approach to leverage their combined reserves, which account for an estimated 20% of the world's total, and address the challenges of sustainable development and geopolitical competition between China and the United States. While there is an apparent strategic balancing act, all the 11 Southeast Asian nations are navigating a delicate equilibrium between Beijing and Washington. In short to medium range, adopting Western processing technology could potentially alienate China, while relying too heavily on China raises national security threats and economic dependence. In response to the undeniable discriminating global supply chain, the ASEAN Centrality Economic Approach emphasized dialogue with a broad range of various stakeholders to ensure carrying capacity and market commons for the region's sustainable development, and with ASEAN's combined economy, it ascends to become the world's fourth largest economic bloc. There is a big chance to avoid being forced to choose sides in the largest hegemonic rivalry of the 21st century. Author Dr. Chester Cabalza, founding president of the Manila-based think tank International Development and Security Cooperation, IDSC. Published on World Geostrategic Insights on November 13, 2025. The views expressed in this article belong to the author and do not necessarily reflect the views of World Geostrategic Insights.